I'll be darned. Where does he live?
Yeah, up here by, between Black and Colville, Kansas.
Oh.
Up in there, you know.
Uh-huh.
And man, he's rich. He told me himself once he didn't come down. He said he had enough stuff and he didn't need to worry a lot.
Boy, you know.
He's got there where he can rent a lot, you know, and oh, he just got started off and he made a fortune.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, him and one, he's got two girls and they're both finally grown up and got married. Well, I raised him here when after folks died. And him and his son-in-law, they put out maybe 800 acres of wheat. Oh, my. Well, they make the price of a farm a year, you see.
Huh. Good heavens.
Oh, and I remember Jack. One day he was over here eating and Jack said, well, let's go up and see my Uncle Mike. He just cut off across there. I said, Jack, it's too late to start up there. And you know, it's a little bit late for dinner and Jack just cut off across there. And we got up there and he did it again. Mm-hmm. And we'd ride around and he had about 90 head of cattle up there. And I said, Mike, you buy them a raider? He said, I raised, back to raise over here. Had a lot of big steers he's feeding now.
Huh.
Oh man, he really makes money, that guy.
Does he do it all by himself?
Oh, well, him, that's some old American. He's got tractors he gave $10,000 for.
Just two of them?
He just had, you know, he had two girls.
Uh-huh. And, I bet that was a blow.
Oh, man, and one of the got married, one of the girls, and he farmed with Mike. You know, he used to work for Mike. And finally, they got to where they farmed some with Mike, and they got cattle. Oh, man, I'll tell you, they really make the money. It just comes to them. After you get that big robber, the money comes to you.
Well, if you're a good manager, it does.
Yeah.
If you are, it can get smaller.
You know, Mike, he's a pretty good manager, you know. He's a kid, and I had a hard time getting him to go to school if folks died, you know. And I never did get him to go to school I wanted to, but he's got good judgment.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah, man,
thing.
That guy, oh, man, I don't know what he's worth. I bet he's worth $200,000.
Boy. But just the two of them run this whole farm, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Run all that land, you know.
Any hired men or anything?
Well, not too much. You know, they just go on. They got plenty of tractors. They got plenty of machinery. And they just finally work most of this land themselves, you know.
Uh-huh.
Got big machinery. You got one tractor, they give $10,000 for.
Good heavens. Boy, that's a lot of money. That tractor has to work a lot to pay for that.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of other tractors, a lot of machinery, combines, and everything. You go ahead and talk, and I'll ask Grant, let me make you a cup of coffee.
Oh, let's say, we're about the end of a reel here. Maybe we can go out and walk around for a little while.
Yeah, well, I'm making it good, you know.
The girls, brothers and sisters and cousins and aunts and uncles, you'd say they're the girls.
Relation.
Mm-hmm.
Aunts and cousins to them, you know.
Mm-hmm. What are some common girls' names?
Oh, got a lot of names. Dorothy and Paula and Berthy and oh, we got all kind of names out.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth and Esther. I got some girls that are, that's a neighbor out there. They got girls named Ruth and Esther and Annie and just, well, and,
is Mary at all common?
Yeah, that's a pretty common name around here, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Why be that around here?
How about Martha? Any of that?
Well, you have got a lot of Marthys around here. Sure have.
Is Nellie common anymore?
You don't hear Nellie as much as we used to. That used to be common here in early days.
Yeah, it sure did.
But you don't hear Nellie so much around here.
Well, my darling,
Susan's quite a name around here.
How about Deborah? Is that one for little kids now?
You know, I've got Bertie's got her sister's got kids named Deborah, you know. Mm-hmm. But they don't hear that so much around here. And right around here, Deborah, you don't hear that much.
I named my eldest girl Deborah. I think every little girl is named Deborah now.
I'm daggone. You know, I didn't hear any much, but Bertie's got a lot of her sister's got girls, you know, named Deborah.
Mm-hmm. Is the name Ralph common?
Yeah, it's quite used to be quite a bit around here, Ralph, you know.
Uh-huh.
But that's kind of dying out, though.
Yeah? How about Billy for little kids?
Well, we got some of that. I got a brother. He got a boy named Billy.